Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and for New Yorkers, as well as people everywhere right now, one of the many missed activities lost during social distancing is sitting down at a favorite restaurant or bar and ordering that favorite dish or drink. And while there is, of course, delivery, shoveling food out of a plastic container that you have just disinfected is not quite the same as the experience of enjoying it right then and there. During the pandemic, restaurants and bars have tried all sorts of ways to keep their businesses running, like increasing their delivery output, producing meal kits. Some are turning themselves into makeshift grocery stores. But the 50,000 restaurants and bars in New York State alone, with more than half of those in the city alone, and a workforce which comprises 9% of the state's total employment, have been hit so hard, as I don't have to tell you who work in the biz, and as we've been talking about on many segments already. Now, at some point in the future, we will eventually be able to enjoy once again as customers or as workers the experience of in-person dining. The question is how? So joining us now to discuss some ways that restaurants can reopen as social distancing restrictions are gradually lifted, and we mean gradually, is Henry Graybar, staff writer at Slate. His latest article is called Close the Roads, Reclaim the Parking Lots, Put Restaurants Outside. That, of course, is just one tool. Hi, Henry. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
And listeners, we're going to open the phones right away on this for anybody who's a restaurant owner or a manager or works in a restaurant with your plans. How do you think restaurants can or should reopen when the time comes? The time is coming in some other parts of the country today, obviously not in New York and New Jersey, but what will you be able to do as you tiptoe back in? Or what do you hear from anybody else in the business elsewhere who is tiptoeing back in? What are the ways? What are the hows in this? 646-435-7280 is our phone number, 646-435-7280. You can also tweet your thoughts at Brian Lehrer. But again, the phone number for restaurant owners and managers and employees, 646-435-7280. How can one begin to do it? 646-435-7280 with Henry Graybar from Slate. Henry, let's talk about that tool that you write about first. You propose that restaurants put tables in parking lots, and you write that almost every restaurant in America has the ability to do that, except in New York City. So what's your plan there for cities and for suburbs?
Well, I've been watching as these reopenings unfold in places like Texas and Georgia. Governors have been putting restrictions on the way restaurants can operate, and they're saying that restaurants can operate only at 25% capacity, for example, or that bar stools must be separated by 6 feet and some plexiglass. I think it's clear that when the time for reopening comes in New York, it will come with restrictions like that. And anyone who has ever worked in a restaurant will tell you that operating at 25% capacity means you're failing as a restaurant. So what you're starting to see in those places, and what I hope will happen someday in New York, is restaurants putting more tables outside where they can have more space. New York has a lot of challenges, obviously, given the spatial constraints under which we all operate. And in Manhattan, it's hard to imagine getting too many tables 6 feet apart in some of our favorite cramped Manhattan restaurants. But we do have this tremendous asset, which is all this street space. We have sidewalks, we have hundreds of thousands of parking spaces, and we have the streets. 36% of Manhattan is street space. So when the time comes, I would love to see the city easier for restaurants to set up tables on sidewalks, close down streets to allow for outdoor dining, make it a sort of experience where people not only feel safe and feel comfortable eating outside, but also maybe even it becomes better than that. It becomes the kind of thing that you don't want to miss. And I think as we ponder everything we can possibly do to make it easier for restaurants to stick around when this is all over, I think opening the streets is one of the easiest ways we can one of the easiest things we can do to help them stay in business.
But how would you do that? Would you have to designate particular streets in neighborhoods? Because if you think of a lot of the neighborhoods in the city that have a lot of restaurants on a lot of different streets, you need to keep some of those streets open to cars, presumably, and you can't block off all the sidewalks. And so would there become restaurant district streets that are more, you know, redesigned for that? Or how do you really get there in dense neighborhoods where there are restaurants up and down and across certain intersections?
I think there's a few options. I mean, one, the city could take the lead by taking a few sort of busy strips like 9th Avenue in Midtown or Amsterdam Avenue on the Upper West Side and say, we're going to do a 10-block trial every night at 5 p.m. where we close down the streets and you're free to set up tables outside and in the street as you see fit and see what kind of restaurants would be open to getting on board with that. Obviously, it'll be a very different kind of experience. The ambiance will be different. It might be something closer to Takeout Plus, but it would allow restaurants to start serving drinks again. And I think it would provide people with a little more incentive to go out and patronize these places too. In neighborhoods where it's harder to close down whole streets, one of the easiest things we can do is take the parking spaces in front of restaurants and say to restaurants, well, you can start using these now for your sidewalk seating. I know that restaurants are pushing now to have the city council make it easier to get sidewalk table permits. And I hope that works, and I hope that they would take it further and say that the parking spaces in front of restaurants could also be used to try and establish sort of outdoor dining with some social distance as well.
Let's take a phone call from a restaurant manager, Emily, on the Lower East Side. You're on WNYC. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for all your work.
Thanks. And thanks for your work, because we need people to manage restaurants. So tell us what you do and what you're thinking.
So I'm manager of a restaurant down the Lower East Side, kind of Two Bridges area, near Chinatown. We were a dinner-only restaurant with a coffee shop attached, and we're considering reopening the coffee shop down here. Lots of different types of businesses that could have stayed open closed, like laundromats and other things, that are slowly starting to reopen because we've had difficulty, like many places, figuring out how rent is going to be paid. Commercial rent is an issue just like it is for residential rent. But we're considering reopening the coffee shop during the day with drinks to go and wine to go. It's hard to kind of figure out what is worth it in terms of staffing. And it's also such a hard human choice to make where we're going to have to decide who of our staff we can bring back and who we can't, especially with the prospect of eventually opening at 50% capacity. Probably no one knows for sure what's going to happen, but that means at best we're only going to bring back half of our staff. Who's that going to be? How do we make that decision? It's just a lot of really hard human choices that have to be made on top of the business choices.
Absolutely. Emily, thank you for chiming in. Brian in Hell's Kitchen, you're on WNYC. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
I first want to thank you. I cannot imagine getting through this lockdown without your show, so thank you very much.
Thanks so much. You own a restaurant, right?
I own a little wine bar in Hell's Kitchen, and a few points to make. One is that opening at 50% capacity just does not at all work, and it won't work for most restaurants. Restaurants are low margin businesses. They are not designed to function only being half full at their busiest times. And so I love these ideas about opening up the outdoors to make up for seating that's lost inside. I know I've seen in other cities, I think San Francisco, where they actually build little decks in what used to be the parking area on the streets. They've got little railings around them, and sometimes they have canvas coverings for the rain. And it just opens up more space for the restaurant. And I think we could absolutely do that here in New York. And we might have to do it because that may be the only way for restaurants to survive. Mm-hmm. I know my business, I had a meeting with my managers a couple of days ago, and we talked about ways in which we can expand our business to being more than just inside, to being more of a takeout and delivery sort of place. And we're definitely going to do that, but I don't think it's going to make up enough of our revenue. Mm-hmm.
If this idea were to come to fruition and you were able to use your sidewalk or even street space, would you have to build some kind of heatable tent for the many colder months of the year?
We definitely acknowledged that we don't have a plan for winter, that this plan is just for summer and fall. But yes, like, I love the idea of closing down the street and just putting tables and chairs all over and letting people go to restaurants, get their stuff to go and sit wherever they want. That would be hard to heat. But if we did what I was talking about and we actually built a little space, we could certainly put heaters in it.
Yep.
And maybe, you know, the plastic, clear plastic covering all around to hold at least some of the heat in.
Brian,
that would require the city to really let us have the parking spaces. So thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. And good luck with your place. So Henry Graybar from Slate, you're hearing some of the callers, some that we won't have time for. Another is calling to say with more skepticism, wait, you can't just close down 9th Avenue. And another is calling to say, actually several people are calling to say that this is maybe not even so much a central city government issue as a community board issue, neighborhood by neighborhood at the community board level. So what are you thinking about any of this?
It's funny you say that, Brian, because my block association in Brooklyn is currently engaged in a long reply all email thread over the possibility of extending our corner restaurant's operating hours by 1 hour. And I hate to say it, but if that's the kind of decision-making process that is required for every restaurant that wants to put tables outside, then no restaurant is going to be able to put tables outside. I think restaurants have long said that it's far too difficult in the city to sort of set up outdoor dining spaces on the sidewalk. And in a lot of places, that's because the sidewalk is so narrow. Fortunately, almost every street in the city has a row of parked cars, which, as Brian is saying, other cities have done this. It's not that hard. We can turn over parking spaces to adjoining mm-hmm. restaurants. They can sort of make requests to this. I mean, I understand that neighbors have quality of life concerns about people eating outside late at night, sound of voices from the street. But I think at this moment, that's probably not the city's biggest problem.
Let's get one more in here, at least Robert in the Rockaways. You're on WNYC. Hi, Robert.
Hey there, Brian. Love your show. Longtime listener.
Thank you. You own a restaurant.
I do. We have a restaurant here. And in the Rockaways, it's a little different than the rest of New York City in that most of our business is derived in the summertime. And we expect at least a normal summer, not even an over-the-top summer, but just a normal summer to get through the whole year. Having any kind of partiality to a summer revenue is probably a disaster for most every food business in the Rockaways.
So is there a way, or the only thing you can do is have a normal business with people sitting as close as your tables usually are, and you have to wait until that's feasible? Or what are you proposing for your own place?
I think we have a lot of different problems. First off, I don't expect people to want to come and sit close to each other. So even if we allowed the businesses to reopen at full capacity, potentially full capacity, people aren't going to come in and sit like that. They're just too afraid. And that fear is going to be around a while until there's some kind of vaccine or a real good, satisfying solution to this disease. So that no matter what, the old model won't work no matter what government allows restaurants and fooderies to do. So I don't know that I have a solution, but one thing is we're being crushed by all the normal expenses that we have.
Yeah.
And earlier you were talking about the cutting your staff in half, but if I could cut my staff in half, there's a certain amount of staff that's not proportionate to the volume of business. For example, if I have three people on cleanup or at busboys, just because I have a lighter day doesn't mean I need less busboys. It just means they'll have a little less work to do.
Right.
So I just can't cut them in half.
Right.
And and servers make up, let's say, the smallest portion of the whole of the restaurant staff as an entirety. So there you might cut down a percentage, but you still have basically the same overhead, no matter how you slice it.
Robert, I hear you, and I'm going to have to go because the show's about to end. But thank you. And Henry Graybar from Slate, Robert certainly laid out some of the obstacles and some of the limitations for a lot of businesses. Maybe your idea of opening up more street space is going to be the difference for some, maybe not for others. Let me just throw one other thing that's been in the news past you for a quick 20-second or so comment. Plexiglass protectors. I've seen this on TV, erecting kind of very high plexiglass enclosures, really, around every table. I don't know if that allows them safely to do less than 6 feet, but how much of a solution do you see that as being? We have 15 seconds.
I think that sounds really high touch, and I would ask an epidemiologist about the risk, but I think they mostly say that the risk outdoors is pretty low, and there's actually plenty of space outdoors if we're willing to take it away from parked cars.
Henry Graybar, staff writer at Slate, whose latest article is Close the Roads, Reclaim the Parking Lots, Put Restaurants Outside. Thanks so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Brian.